And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know, there are lots of people who make a community function and contribute to its appeal. And I believe that my neighborhood has been very fortunate because the crews that collect our trash and recyclables do great work. One day, I asked the crew that came on trash morning how things were going. And it was one of those hot mornings, and the two on the back of the truck looked at me and said, pretty good. I asked what made their job more difficult than it needed to be. Wow, did that unleash their tongues. The major complaint was that people do not always follow the rules. Trash isn't always bagged, and some people use privately owned containers that exceed 32 gallons. People also put recyclables in the trash. They also wish some people would clean out their stinky containers when they really get ripe, usually because of things not being in the bag. I asked our Orange County recycle collector the same question. His response was similar. People place their carts incorrectly. People put their trash and other items in recycle that aren't authorized. People lay things next to the cart or put them on top, and then they get angry when he doesn't pick it up. In the greater scheme of things, these are easy to fix. Talk with our public servants. Find out what challenges they face and how we might help to help them. Oh, and remember, you got to roll those carts back after collection. Chapel Hill can fine you $25 per day for leaving your carts out. Some nonprofit charity could use that money a whole lot more. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.